federal government is considering an increase to the Medicare levy to pay for the flood recovery. Newspaper reports this morning say Prime Minister Julia Gillard and senior economic ministers met yesterday to discuss the levy. It's reported they favour a temporary rise in the Medicare levy to raise $3.5 billion. An announcement is likely tomorrow. Hezbollah has become Lebanon's major political force. It's won enough support to form a new government. The development has sparked angry protests as well as threats from Washington to cut off aid. Demonstrators burnt tyres and blocked roads across the country. The Islamist group's candidate, Najib Makati, has been named the country's new prime minister. What began as a peaceful protest in Egypt has erupted into violence. Demonstrators hurled rocks and climbed on top of an armoured police truck. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and set upon the crowd with batons. The protest was inspired by events in Tunisia. It's the biggest protest in Egypt in years. And three Australians have been nominated in this year's Academy Awards. Jackie Weaver is in line for the Best Supporting Actress Award for her role in Animal Kingdom. Nicole Kidman is up for Best Actress in Rabbit Hole. Geoffrey Rush is one of 12 nominations for the film The King's Speech.